This is KUT. Walk down East Austin's 6th Street or Cesar Chavez, and you'll probably see something you hadn't seen before. The area is changing so quickly that recently residents asked the City of Austin's Planning Commission for a moratorium on certain development, a decision that was delayed, and then later denied. So what power do neighbors have to stem the tide of new bars, restaurants, and clubs? KUT's Audrey McGlinchey looked into it.
Bertha Delgado's scrolling through pictures on her phone of a march she recently organized. She reads the signs participants held.
Stop gentrification. Minorities are priorities. We were here first.
I'm talking to Delgado outside her grandfather's home on Haskell Street. Delgado has lived in East Austin since she was born in 1979. She wonders what she can do to keep her neighborhood from changing so quickly. She organizes marches on new restaurants and bars, places she says are not intended to serve neighbors.
These are photos of the march that was taking place in our neighborhood. And as you can see, people rallied through the neighborhood together.
But I wondered what rights neighbors have at the city level to slow down new development in East Austin. I found Anna DeFreitas nursing her newborn daughter at her home on Garden Street in East Austin.
Our position is that the lack of a contact team is one of the reasons why you see changes occurring so quickly and so sporadically and seemingly unrelatedly in this neighborhood.
DeFreitas co-chairs the Holly Neighborhood Coalition and has lived in the neighborhood since 2003. She believes that this thing, this neighborhood plan contact team, is the answer.
A neighborhood plan contact team is a group of individuals who are designated to be the stewards or advocates of their adopted neighborhood plan.
As Margaret Valenti with the City of Austin explains, the city approved neighborhood plans for most of East Austin in the late 1990s, early 2000s. These plans envision what the neighborhood should look like, more specifically how land there should be used, commercial, residential. As it turns out, DeFreitas' neighborhood, the Holly neighborhood.
The neighborhood boundaries include Chicon Street, 7th Street, Pleasant Valley, and the river.
Does not have a contact team. It's only one of two parts of the city that has a neighborhood plan, but no contact team to defend it.
And what that means is that city council and primarily our district elected city council person, Pio Renteria, is forced to make decisions on behalf of the neighborhood that don't include the voice that is deemed a comprehensive voice of the neighborhood through the processes that are in place of a contact team.
So what is the potential power of these teams? Let's take a walk. So I'm standing across from 907 East 6th, and it's still a parking lot.
Our goal is to transform this land from an unproductive, rundown parking lot into a uniquely designed, well-lit, classy, clean, and profitable service business.
This is Brandon Testa. In 2011, he went in front of the city's planning commission looking for a permit to build a bar on East 6th Street. Testa did not respond to a request for comment for this story. I'll let Alberto Martinez explain the rest. He's a former chair of the East Cesar Chavez neighborhood planning team.
That guy, Brian Testa.
Actually, his name's Brandon.
Had been wanting to open a bar here in this neighborhood forever. And always kind of, he tried.
On March 16, 2011, the East Cesar Chavez planning team informed me that they will not support the project, regardless of its merits, and suggested I build a high-rise style development on the 6,400 square foot site.
That's Testa speaking to the city's planning commission. Commissioners did not grant that permit, several saying they sympathize with the neighborhood's wish to limit the number of bars there. Here's Alberto Martinez again.
And so then suddenly, you know, he opens one over there right across the boundaries of our neighborhood planning team. It's on the other side of Chicon. And he didn't have to come to us. So he got his bar.
Only certain cases require a property owner to go in front of a neighborhood plan contact team. But staff I talked with at the city say they recommend that property owners do it anyway, because commissioners will often ask, what does the neighborhood think of this?
I would always ask myself, what would Ms. Castillo think about this?
Alberto Martinez's neighbor is 90 years old and has lived in Austin for most of her life. I tried to speak with her, but she's too tired and too sick.
But did you think about her, the new people? And I said, so, well, you know, it's a changing world. It's this new deal, and it's just, it's great and all that. Well, great for who? You know, it's great for you.
Contact team or not, the development will keep coming, says Bertha Delgado. That's the woman who recently organized a march through East Austin.
We need to be worried about how we're going to protect the development that's going to come our way, and how are we going to engage in it, and who's going to be displaced here. Instead of trying to sit here and ponder on one day getting a contact team and that's going to make everything perfect, that's not true.
Volunteers man these contact teams. The research they do and the meetings they hold are on people's free time. And sometimes it's too much. The current chair of the East Cesar Chavez team told me his team wants some time to breathe. That development comes in front of them so quickly it feels like a wave. And what can they do to stop it? Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.